So we're going to have a very intimate, pared-down performance of the opening track from the album Harbour of Songs. The song is written by Guy Chambers. And this song came about in a slightly different way to the rest, in that Guy kind of got the wrong end of the stick initially. He didn't send me a demo, he sent me the finished item. It was full pop production, and I sent him an email and said, "Oh, that sounds great, Guy, but you know, maybe you didn't quite have the concept explained to you properly. It's kind of supposed to be a collaboration." And he was, "Oh, yeah, that's fine. Sorry, you're right. I didn't realise. Take from it what you want. Keep these bits, lose that bit, start again. You know, I'm just precious about the song, and you could do anything, whatever you want to do with it, it's fine." So I did keep some of his tracks and lost some of the others. It had a female singer on it already, who was great. But I said to him, you know, is this someone, who is this girl? Is it someone that might stand to benefit from this exposure? And actually it turned out to be a session musician who just moved to New York, and you know, come this point she wouldn't have been able to contribute or benefit from it. So I invited this young lady to sing the song instead, which I'm extremely pleased I did. We met Raven and on a residency we did in Manchester in February of last year. We were invited by Band on the Wall in Manchester to host an event whereby young and up-and-coming musicians were invited to come and play with us. 200 people applied, and we selected 12. She was one of them, and all week she stood out a mile from the rest. And my job that week was to sort of explore their songs with them and perhaps bring out something new in their music and sort of guide them in any way that we could. We had lots of fun, but the best thing I could do for her, I realised, was just to leave her alone. And we whereas everyone else's tracks, you know, all the other artists played on everyone else's tracks, we just let Ray play on her own. She was better for it that way, and that's an interesting thing about arrangement in itself. Sometimes the best thing you can do to a song is just to leave well alone. And it's important to, you know, when you've got lots of fancy musicians at your disposal, to you know, not to be tempted to use them indiscriminately. We're going to have a little acoustic intimate performance. You'll see this later on with a full string quartet, drums, double bass, and everything. But this is just Ray and Chris. How are you guys doing?
Inside the acoustic centre at the Milton Keynes International Festival. It's the launch of the album Harbour of Songs, and we're about to hear one of the tracks off it. The girl you're about to hear is Afro Thunder Ray, RAE, on Twitter.
Can you build